From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bullknobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grand Country Rewind. I'm Mike Patrick, sitting way below the surface of the earth in Grand Country's vault of classic country music, along with, and I'm staring at him right now, Jamie Hagee.
What?
Hey.
We're so far down, my ears are popping in this deep, cavernous earth. Hello, neighbors. Well, this is Jamie, and I think we've picked out some great classic country music. What do you think, Mike?
Huh? Well, more importantly, let's see what you think, folks. Emmylou Harris, Porter Wagoner, Red Sylvine. Well, that's a sad song. Johnny Paycheck, the Statler Brothers, James Arthur Hagee.
Oh,
you're on the playlist.
Ooh, it is going to be a good show.
We'll see. And a gospel song from our very own New South.
And our featured artist of the week is Randy Travis.
And this week's Vintage Branson Moment features the fourth show to start here in town, the Foggy River Boys.
Tonight we kick off the show with Emmylou Harris, one of my favorites, covering a song first made famous by Loretta Lynn in 1965.
Well, Emmylou released this in 1979 and received a Grammy nomination for Best Country Song in 1980.
Here's our old buddy Emmylou Harris with Blue Kentucky Girl.
Remember when those neon lights shine down? The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms are reached, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at these four gray walls that surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's a sad old padre. Arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak, when again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. They'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree, as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
From 1965, that was Porter Wagoner with Green, Green Grass of Home.
And that song is by request tonight for Thelma, down there in Diamond City, Arkansas. She emailed us a couple weeks back, said, "Mike and Jamie, we love your show and listen every Sunday night on the Z. Thank you for playing the country music we like." Well, we do too. And Thelma, we appreciate you listening and requesting one of my favorite artists, Porter Wagoner.
Mm-hmm. Well, Thelma, we're going to take a little break here. Now, stick with us. We're going to pay some bills. Bet you'll want to stay with us for our next segment. Coming up next, we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, one of my favorites too, Randy Travis.
Yeah, it'll all be right here on Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for an amazing night of entertainment, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's Best Quartet, New South. With tight harmonies and your favorite songs, it is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service, Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. Put mine on the finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home,
Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Assuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better.
Hey, from 1986, that was Randy Travis with the number one hit for him, Digging Up Bones.
We would like at this time to welcome you back to Grand Country Rewind.
I feel welcome. Thank you.
This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music, and we'll give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And this guy was a big help, a big part of bringing traditional country music back.
I would
Randy
agree.
Travis.
Absolutely. Randy Bruce Trawick. We know him better as Randy Travis, was born May 4th. He's a guitarist there in 1959 in Marshville, North Carolina. He loved music and was playing guitar and singing in church by the age of 8. At the age of 10, he began performing in local clubs and talent shows with his brother Ricky. They were known as the Trawick Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Randy had a troubled childhood, which included drug and alcohol use. He dropped out of school in the 9th grade, but his love for music was what kept him going. On the verge of being sent to prison at age 18, Randy met Elizabeth Hatcher, a manager of a nightclub where he performed in Charlotte, North Carolina. Seeing promise in his music, Hatcher convinced a judge to let her become Randy's legal guardian. She then spent the next few years grooming Randy for the big time.
Well, in 1981, after minor recording success on an independent label, the pair moved to Nashville. Hatcher secured a job managing the Nashville Palace, a tourist-oriented club near the Grand Ole Opry, while Randy, who for a time performed as Randy Ray, we knew a Randy Ray, worked as a short-order cook. In 1985, after several years of trying to make a name for himself, Randy was signed by Warner Brothers Records. While there, songs like On the Other Hand and 1982 were released.
Remember those. In the years following, he had many successful singles and albums, as well as an acting career. In the 1990s, Travis made TV appearances on Matlock, Touched by an Angel, as well as big screen films, including The Rainmaker, Black Dog, and Fire Down Below.
Well, unfortunately, the past few years have not been real kind to Randy, but he seems to be on the mend. After having a massive stroke and surgery to relieve pressure on his brain in 2013, Randy Travis's voice had been recovered enough in 2016 to attend his induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, where he performed Amazing Grace.
That's wonderful. Randy Travis has had an amazing career, racking up 22 number one hits, 6 number one albums, 6 Grammys, 6 CMAs, 9 ACMs, and 10 AMAs, 7 Dove Awards, and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He became a member of the Grand Ole Opry in 1986.
Well, we're going to play a couple songs from Randy, and I'll tell you, it's extremely hard to just pick two.
They're all good.
All good songs. However, we start with my pick from 1986, On the Other Hand, and this became his first number one hit.
Following that, you'll hear my pick, Forever and Ever Amen, released in 1987, was his third number one hit. Here's our featured artist of the week, Randy Travis.
On one hand, I count the reasons I could stay with you and hold you close to me all night long. So many lovers' games I'd love to play with you. On that hand, there's no reason why it's wrong. But on the other hand, there's a golden band to remind me of someone who would not understand. On one hand, I could stay and be your loving man. But the reason I must go is on the other hand. In your arms, I feel the passion I thought it died when I looked into your eyes. I found myself, and when I first kissed your lips, I felt so alive. I've got to hand it to you. You're something else. But on the other hand, there's a golden band to remind me of someone who would not understand. On one hand, I could stay, be your loving man. But the reason I must go is on the other hand. Yeah, the reason I must go is on the other hand. Love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna. Talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever. Time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. Well,
time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. But it's easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men, if you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever, amen.
That was our featured artist this week, Randy Travis.
Coming up next, we have Red Sovine. I just cry when I mention his name.
It's a tearjerker.
And this week's Vintage Branson Moment, Branson's fourth founding show, the Foggy River Boys.
They're tearjerkers too. Stay with us for Grant Country Rewind.
Come on back, will you?
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
When the family is ready for pizza, Papa Grand's is the place for great pizza. Featuring 12 varieties of fresh pizza, dessert pizzas, and soup and salad bar. Dine in or take it to go. Papa Grand's is located inside Grand Country's Fun Spot Arcade. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But You see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, because it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, because this hot load of freight is just going to have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker. I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye."
From 1976, that was Red Sylvine with his number one hit, Teddy Bear.
Hi, this is Bob Hubbard with the Foggy River Boys. You're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It's time for Vintage Branson, ladies and gentlemen. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows in Branson. This week, oh boy, the Foggy River Boys.
I know them. I know them well.
I know.
The group was formed in 1967 in Joplin, Missouri, and was born in the tradition of the famous Jordanaires Quartet of the Grand Ole Opry. It was in 1971 the Foggy River Boys became a part of the Ozark Mountain country music scene when they started performing in their own theater in Kimberling City. Then when the opportunity arrived in 1974, they relocated the show to their namesake theater on 76 Country Boulevard.
From the very beginning, they knew to make it commercially, they needed to be a variety show group mm-hmm. featuring every kind of music from country to gospel and barbershop to popular, with heavy doses of comedy in the mix. Now, that decision proved to be the right one. The Foggies performed to sold-out shows and fans night after night and year after year.
During the off-season, which in those days was November through April, I mean, there were tumbleweeds going across 76 during mm-hmm. the winter months, the boys climbed aboard the bus to take Branson out on the road. With a highly successful career under their belt, the Foggy River Boys decided to retire in 1993.
With this Vintage Branson moment, we picked a song originally covered by George Hamilton IV in 1963. But here's the Foggy River Boys with Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town that I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they would carry me back to Abilene, my Abilene, 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 prettiest town that I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Ain't nothing free, nothing in this old town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene, 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 prettiest town that I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
That was Branson's fourth founding show, the Foggy River Boys, with our Vintage Branson moment for this week.
It's time to pay the bills, but stay right here with us. Coming up next, we have a favorite show moment from Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with old Josh Clark from the Branson Tri-Lakes News.
He's in the elevator on his way down right now. Stay with us for more Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree.
Country's Fun Spot is the place for family fun.
Family fun.
Get your game on with laser tag. Mix it up on the Spin Zone bumper cars. Check your score on the mini bowling lanes. Play awesome blacklight mini golf in 3D.
3D.
Play all the latest arcade attractions and win prizes. Call 417-335-2454 or visit grandcountry.com. What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
At Grand Country Fun Spot.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike Patrick, and myself, along with this week's special guest stars from Mel's Hard Luck Diner, the country duo Amity Hart, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now, though, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country, and each week we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA. This is one of my favorites, and I picked this tonight.
Mm-hmm.
My co-host, Jamie Hagee.
Oh, I love me.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
This is a good song, though, originally released by old Freddie Hart in 1971, and it became his breakthrough song for his career. Went to number one, and I guess this would be considered his signature song.
Agreed. Our cut goes back to December 4th, 2015. Here's our very own Jamie Hagee singing Easy Loving.
So sexy looking, I know from the feeling that it comes from the heart. Easy loving, every day is Thanksgiving to count all my blessings. I wouldn't know where to start. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders there's a pair of angel wings. Easy loving, seeing's believing. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of seeing's believing. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream.
For Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Wouldn't be a weekend evening if we didn't have Josh Clark way down here below the surface of the earth in the vault of classic country music.
Always a pleasure to be here, sir, especially with all the craziness that's going on up top in the thriving metropolis of Branson, Missouri, because
it's March.
Unlike the hard-working folks here at Grand Country and a couple other places down the road, the laziness of the other performers in town has finally started to wear off as we got show openings.
It's that time of year.
It really is. Earlier this week, James Garrett opened his George Strait Country Show and his John Denver show at the Little Opry Theater. We also had the Johnson Strings open for their second season over at the newly remodeled Majestic, which is awesome if you haven't been by there to check it out.
I haven't been by
there. They've done a really good job.
I wish that was a neat building. You know, especially they had a cool bar in there that just looked like something out of a Western saloon in a movie.
So the place where the bar is, that's where the Branson Murder Mystery Show is.
Okay.
And they incorporate the bar, which is really cool. The Johnson Strings are upstairs to the right, and then upstairs to the left is the Atrium Event Center.
Okay.
So that's really cool. That building's booming after being empty for a little
while.
That's
a big building,
too. It really is, and it's really cool. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Also, we had the Golden Sounds of the Platters and whatnot open at the Branson Tribute Theater. Oh, Pierce Arrow opened Friday night. Broadway's Greatest Hits opened Friday night. The Hamner's Unbelievable Variety Show opened Friday night. And then Saturday was the official opening for Samson. I got to go Friday nights and see a special sneak preview.
What'd you think?
Oh, pretty awesome, man. I mean, any show that they have had in that Sight and Sound Theater has been well worth the price of admission. The thing that strikes me about those productions is they seem to get better every single time. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go back and you can watch any show, no matter how good it is, and nitpick things that you didn't like in here and there, but it started really for me with Jonah, and then it's really sort of built. It's all original music. It's all original dialogue. It's really cool. Samson's like the first superhero. And in this world with, you know, movies like Black Panther and Justice League setting the box office on fire, it kind of makes sense that that's a good way to get younger folks excited about
the show. Absolutely,
yeah. Next week, my Lord in heaven, we've got Little Orphan Annie down at the Owen Theater for the Branson Arts Council. It's their first one of the year. We've got Buckets and Boards, Rick Thomas, The Magic of Taylor Reed, Raiding the Country Vault, The Presleys, The Ball Knobbers, The Amazing Acrobats of Shanghai, and Clay Cooper all opening next weekend.
You've got a lot of work to do. Dude, you realize that? Oh, that list.
It's not even funny. Dude, and every year I tell myself, you know, oh, I'm just going to go see these shows as they open. No.
Because, folks, when you just listen to that list, and I don't know how many, you had at least a dozen there,
at least,
not more.
Yeah.
2 hours
yep.
times each name, yep. plus your work of writing and getting that in the newspaper.
Well, and I got to go early to make sure I get my seat, and then I got to stay late to do my interviews. And then, you know, a lot of these shows are at night, so it's 11:30, 12 o'clock before I get done. They got to be back at the station or the studio the next morning when I'm not at the radio station, which is absolutely crazy. So, old JC is, his days of leaving the office early and going to take a nap are done until probably January of next year.
Well, and of course, you've got that beautiful Carrie Garrison.
Uh-huh.
Keep and, your spirits high.
She, of course, Clay opens next weekend, and then 2 weeks, the Bluegrass Remedy Show opens.
Yeah.
And then she's actually going to be on Brant's Country USA next week.
We're very excited about that. Which is going to segue into the next song here, but first, tell folks where they can stay up with you.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, BrantsTrailAgesNews.com. Every Thursday, Branson Live. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK, and then we wrap it up with a bow on this fine program.
I pick this next song for you and Carrie. Ronnie Millsap, I'm a Stand By My Woman Man.
I love it.
At 5 o'clock, she knows I'll soon be home. She don't worry about me running round, 'cause all of my good times are waiting right there for me. And she knows where I'll be when the sun goes down. I'm a standby by woman man. Our world turns around a little gold band, and love leads us through life hand in hand. I'm a standby by woman man. We fall asleep at night. Beside her, 'cause I'm not just her lover, I'm her friend. Our love keeps getting better, and I'll gladly spend forever standing by the woman who stands by her man. I'm a stand.
Located in the heart of Branson, Grand Country is the total vacation experience. With lodging, water parks, live shows, mini golf, a family arcade center, multiple dining choices, and shopping, your family will love Grand Country's fun and convenience. Call 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Glenn's Frozen Custard has been serving delicious frozen custard in Branson for years. Made fresh all day, this tasty treat is simply the finest frozen dessert available today. Glenn's Frozen Custard is the greatest ice cream you've ever tasted, only better. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. Hey, It's that was an exclamation point on there. We're thankful you joined us once again for an hour of the best in classic country music.
And stay with us for another hour of great music and a performance from this week's special guest star from Mel's Harlech Diner, the vocal duo Amity Heart. That's all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Here with this week's gospel songs, Branson's Gospel Group of the Year, New South, with Sing Your Blues Away.
Time again, baby, pain and sorrow may come your way. Then swing and shout, dance about and pray. If your burdens seem hard to bear, don't give up, divine in despair. If you tell the news, you gotta sing the blues away.
So sing a little more,
help to brighten your way. Keep singing your blues away,
then you'll ever see
the skies will never be gray. Keep smiling, baby,
when you feel so dark and lonely, trust in you so wide. Only he will ever love you so finely.
Give you a thrill inside,
so sing a little more,
help to brighten your way. Singing your blues away,
then you'll ever see
skies will never be gray. Keep smiling, baby,
when you feel so dark and lonely, trust in you so wide. Only he will ever love you so fondly.
Sing your blues away.
Been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies. Now we'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.